नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय रिपीट नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामनि गौरात्रेशे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री राधा रास बिहारी इस्कॉन टेम्पल मुंबई फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास आई ऑफर माय ओबिशंस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ His Holiness, Dhanvir Goswami Maharaj, kindly blessed to be here. I beg his blessing to speak Bhagavatam. And I also beg blessing for all the Vaishnavas. What we are discussing is 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th chapter. In 6th canto, the one of the subject matter of Bhagavatam, Poshan. Poshan means how Supreme Lord protect his devotees. So that is specifically in first chapter by holy name, how Supreme Lord protect his devotees. Ajamil is protected by simply chanting Nam Abhas Narayan. The fourth chapter is protection of the Supreme Lord by his darshan or by his form. So here the story is continuing from chapter 4th. From the 4th canto, the story is coming. The first yajna performed by Daksha, son of Brahma himself, very expert at Prayagraj, in which he offended the Param Vaishnava Shambhu. Then he had another yajna in Haridwar, Kankhal, where he really wanted to belittle Lord Shiva, ignore Lord Shiva, disrespect him. And then Sati left the body, we know. And then Veerbhadra cut the head of Daksha, and on the request of Brahmaji and other demigods, the goat which was supposed to be sacrificed, the head of the goat, this first head transplantation, second time Lord Shiva has done on the Daksha. Now this Daksha was feeling really ashamed with the goat head. So he went to a place in a Vindhyachal mountain, Agha means sinful, and Samarana, Agha, where the sins can be destroyed. At that mountain he was doing great austerities. So when he was doing austerities there, he was reciting some prayers which are already existing in a Vedic literature. The name of these prayers is Hansa Guha Prayer. Hansa Guha Prayer means actually selected prayers, a special prayer to please the Supreme Lord. See, there are some prayers which are simply for getting material benefit from demigods. So they are not Hansa Guha Prayers. There are so many prayers in Veda, but these are the special prayers by which we can please the Supreme Lord and get His darshan. So Hansa Guha prayers are the special prayers in the Vedas, which Daksha as an expert started reciting. And then these prayers, he started reciting. This Daksha is a Kshatri Yaksha. The first Daksha was a Brahman Daksha from Brahma camp. This Daksha, he is born as a son of Prachetas. 10 Prachetas has one wife and one son, Daksha. And these Prachetas are self-realized, initiated by Lord Shiva in a special Rudra Geet, and then they have also the direct audience of Lord Vishnu. But still they become angry. So Lord Chandrama, Soma came and pacified and married them with a girl, daughter of Paramlocha, celestial girl, and then Daksha is born. So this time Daksha is born in a Prachin Barhit dynasty as a son of 10 Prachetas. Now this Daksha is doing the austerity. So from verse 33, he started praying Hansa Guha prayers, which goes up till verse 41. And then Supreme Lord with 8-handed forms on a Garuda appeared in front of the Daksha. And Daksha was astonished to see, and he offered his prostrated obeisances. Then verse 34 of this chapter, Supreme Lord started speaking. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So when we say Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, I'm simply generally to the people we say, who is God, people don't know. But simply if you open Bhagavad Gita, then you see first verse is Dhritarashtra Uvacha. So it is not Dhritarashtra word, Sanjay Uvacha, Arjun Uvacha. But when Krishna is speaking, it says Bhagavan Uvacha. So everybody is not Bhagavan. Very simple. Any common sense people can understand. These are the words of Bhagavan. These are the words of some other person. So first it says Daksha Uvacha. It's Maitreya Uvacha. Vidur Uvacha. But now when Supreme Lord is speaking, it says Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So simple, who is Bhagavan? But still people are so much complicated to know who is Bhagavan. So simple, straightforward. So now Supreme Lord is speaking. The purpose of speaking of Supreme Lord is creation. In this case, because Supreme Lord wants Daksha to create, because he is Prajapati, and creation is a mercy of Supreme Lord. to give a chance to the conditioned soul to come back home, back to Godhead. So some pravarti marga devotees are entrusted with creation service. So Daksha is the one who is for creation. And creation is of two types, sarga and visarga. Sarga is a creation by Lord Vishnu and the visarga is a creation by Brahma. So here, Supreme Lord is pleased by the prayers of Daksha Prajapati. And now, in yesterday's verse we discussed, Supreme Lord has spoken about his Sambandha Gyan. There was nobody before him. And all the living entities, they were Sushupati, they were sleeping. Their consciousness was dormant, like one person is sleeping. And when creation comes, they are awakened. So which living entity is awakened first? Or how the creation is started? So today's verse is continuity of that. So these words are spoken by Supreme Lord Vishnu. The place is Agshaman Vindhyachal Mountains, a special place where person goes to do austerity to get free from sinful activities committed knowingly or unknowingly. And Daksha is there, but only Supreme Lord is not alone came there. He has with him Narad, he has with him Nanda, Sunanda, he has other demigods, Indra, and they are all there. The big assembly, Lord came with all the entourage. And he is speaking and addressing to the Daksha. So let us read this verse. Okay, so this verse, these are the words of Supreme Lord. Now what Supreme Lord is saying, let us read this. Maya ananta gune anante gunato guna vigraha yadasita tata evadya svayambho sambhota ajaha. May ananta gune anante gunato guna vigraha yadasitata evadaya svayambho sambhuda ajaha. May ananta gune anante gunato guna vigraha yadasitata evadaya svayambho sambhoda ajaha. Maya ananta gune anante gunato guna vigraha ya asitata eva adyaha svayambho sambhota ajaha. Maya ananta gune anante gunato guna vigraha asitata evadyaha svayambho samabuddha ajaha. Maya ananta gune anante anta guna vigraha yada siddhata evadyaha svayambho sambhoda adahajaha. Maya ananta gune anante gunato guna vigraha yadasitata evadya svayambho sambhoda ajaha. Vaishnavi Mataji,
Mayananda gune anante gunato guna vigraha yadasi tata evadyaha swayambho sambhodha ajaha.
Mai, in me, ananta gune, possessing unlimited potency, anante, unlimited, gunataha, from my potency, known as Maya, guna vigraha, the universe, which is the result of the mode of nature, yada, when asit, it came into existence, tataha, therein, eva, indeed, adayaha, the first living being, swayambhuhu, Lord Brahma, sambhuta, was born, ajaha, although not from a material mother. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Lord is speaking, I am the reservoir of unlimited potency, and therefore, I am known as unlimited, or all-pervading. From my material energy, the cosmic manifestation appeared within me. And in this universal manifestation appeared the chief being, Lord Brahma, who is your source, Daksha, who is your source and is not born of material mother. So this is the translation of the verse. Supreme Lord is Ananta, unlimited. He is Ananta through His unlimited potencies. In this case, the description of His creative potency for the material world is described. Supreme Lord is Ananta with all His potencies. This is seen by Vyasadeva in his meditation. Puran Purush, he saw the Puran Purush, complete personality of the Godhead, with all His energies, with all His potencies. And then he saw the Maya, material energy behind the Supreme Lord, which was fully under control of Supreme Lord as shadow. Then he saw all the living entities in the control of the Maya. And they are doing anartha. They are doing their own. They are damaging their own spiritual consciousness because they are controlled by Maya. Anartha. So this is that Maya which is behind the Supreme Lord, which is like shadow of the Supreme Lord, like shadow is controlled by the person. So Maya is fully control of the Supreme Lord. But all the living entities are under the control of Maya. This is the Puran Purush. So that is Ananta. He has unlimited energies. This is what was seen by Vyasadeva. And based on that, to get the living entities freed from anartha upashamanam, to get free from their anartha, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. And what the result of Srimad Bhagavatam? Study, hearing. Very quickly, Krishna bhakti, the devotion to the Krishna. It appears immediately. There is the first canto, seventh chapter, description of a Supreme Lord, which is Ananta. It's a Purana Purusha, with all his energies. Here Supreme Lord said, I am the reservoir of unlimited potency. Spiritual energy, you know, spiritual energy is manifesting, it is already manifested. It is really the three-fourth spiritual world is under the jurisdiction of internal potency. It's always existing, but this material world, which is only one-fourth, is the jurisdiction of external energy. This sometime appears and sometime disappears. It's created and annihilated. Lord appears as a avatar. Living entities, according to their karma also, goes in different bodies. They are eternal. It's only the material nature which appears and disappears. Creation takes place and their annihilation. There's no creation of Atma. It's always existing. The creation is only of the material nature. So here the creation, how the creation takes place, this is described from my material energy. From my material energy, and the word used in the Sanskrit is guna to guna vigraha. Guna vigraha means body, form. Guna vigraha means the form which is created by three modes of material nature. And that form is material universe. This whole material universe is guna vigraha. And what is the vigraha of Supreme Lord? Satchidananda vigraha. Supreme Lord is Satchidananda vigraha, and the material world is guna vigraha. So both are vigraha. This is also vigraha. Which vigraha is this? This material world is within me. So this within, material world is within what? In which part of the Supreme Lord this whole material world is? Because the hint is given, Brahma is born of me. So which is this Vishnu from which Brahma is born? Garbhodakshai Vishnu. All the living entities, they are in the abdomen, they all enter into the belly of Supreme Lord Vishnu. How do you think, how big is this vigraha of Garbhodakshai Vishnu? Ananta. This is Ananta. When we go to the Ananta Padamnab temple in Trivandrum, Trivandrum, it's called Ananta Padamnab. You cannot see from one gate. You have to see the face from the one gate. You have to see the lotus feet from the third gate, and you see the belly from the middle gate, and then the lotus is arising from there. So this just to give the impression how the Supreme Lord is Ananta. He is called Ananta. Name is Ananta Padamnabha. This is Ananta Padamnabha. He is the Ananta Padamnabha from whose belly it becomes little below when there is a time of creation near the umbilical region, and then a stem comes out which contain 14 planetary systems. This only stem of the lotus contain 14 planetary systems. From the Patal Lok to the Satya Lok. They are all in that stream. So how big is this stem? Unlimited. And on the top of that, lotus flower appears. And on the top of lotus flower, Brahma appears. Therefore, which appear first, lotus flower or Brahma? Huh? So, lotus flower is not creation of Brahma, is it okay? Therefore, all the limbs of the Supreme Lord as compared to the lotus flower. Because lotus flower is not Brahma's creation. It is already coming from the Vishnu. It is transcendental. Lotus eye Lord, lotus feet Lord. Because is not that, because lotus is born before Brahma. So is it, the Brahma was born on the lotus. So lotus is coming from the Vishnu. So this is a special flower coming from the Vishnu. So now, from my material energy, the cosmic manifestation appeared within me. What is within me here means? Within the Brahma effulgence of the Supreme Lord, Brahma Jyoti, which is coming from the Supreme Lord. In one corner of that Brahma Jyoti, a little cloud appears. That is called Mahat Tattva. And this Mahat Tattva is manifested from, is manifested means is a transfer, it's just appeared from, Mahat Tattva appeared from Pradhan. Pradhan is like something is in a godown. You are not used for using for festival. Things are there. But when the festival, you get things all outside and get ready for doing function. So, Pradhan is always within Supreme Lord for creation, material energy total. But when the time of creation comes, then that Pradhan comes as a Mahat Tattva, and this Mahat Tattva become a cloud within the one corner of Brahma Jyoti. Therefore it is within Supreme Lord. Because Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence from the Supreme Lord. So it is within that. So who created the cloud? Sun created the cloud. So Supreme Lord created this cloud of Mahat Tattva. But this cloud is also, that same cloud covers the Supreme Lord, not Supreme Sun, but it covers our eyes. We cannot see sun. If there is a cloud in the sky, can we see sun? No, why? Because there is a cloud is in between. Who created the cloud? Sun. Sun creates the cloud. Sun can cloud cannot cover the sun. But cloud cover our eyes. So similarly, material nature cannot cover the Supreme Lord. He is Anant. But this material nature cover our eyes. We cannot see the Supreme Lord. Therefore it is called Maya. It's covering the Supreme Lord. So this is within the Supreme Lord, this creation takes place. And in this universal manifestation appeared the chief being. So now, this part of the creation up till now, Mahat Tattva, this is a Sarga. This is Sarga. Because Supreme Lord gives Jiva, their karma, Kala, and all the material elements for making the material bodies. They are given by Supreme Lord Vishnu. Then Brahma is created. Then Brahma is given all this material. And now Brahma has to create as before the universe was. What it means as before it was? It means those living entities with their karma were sleeping. So whatever work they have left undone, that they have to start from that point. So then how the Brahma creates? In a modern language, understanding is like that. Like a Brahma is a big, huge server and computer. He put one living entity. He put his karma. And there comes immediately, the person was very charitable. He was always very faithful to the Supreme Lord. He was always doing service. Oh, very good. And then there appears D. And then Brahmaji puts the all material elements and then he presses the button D and demigods come out. Because all the karma of a person and everything is given. Then he put the another living entity. He put his karma. Whole day working from morning to evening, never coming to the temple, never associating with devotees. Again D appears. Again he put the material, he push button and donkey comes out. Because it is his karma. So Brahmaji simply recreate according to the karma of all this is given by Supreme Lord. So Brahmaji is simply assembling them within his brain, with his big computer, because this is language we understand in a modern technology. So this is Brahma is now going to create, that's called Visarga. Visarga means Vishesha Sarga, means different forms. Different Akarti, Prakarti, all this Akarti means form, Prakarti means nature. This is all created by Brahma. So first Brahma is created. And then Brahma, and then Supreme Lord said, and who is your source? It means, Daksha, you are created by Brahma, from his mind first. Along with the 9 other rishis, you are one of them. And he is Swayambhu, because he is not born of mother. He is directly born of Supreme Lord. So Brahma is called Swayambhu. And the first creation of the Brahma is also called Swayambhu Manu. He is called Manu because he is going to create the mankind. We are called men after Manu. So now, Srila Prabhupada, this is the description of history of universal creation. This is the history, this is the description of the history of universal creation. How the universe is created. So first part of the verse is Lord Vishnu and his creation means Sarga, which is the first topic of the Bhagavatam. Any Puran is called Puran when it has 10 topics. If there are no 10 topics, that is called Uppapurana. It's a smaller Purana. So 10 topics must be in any Puran to be called Puran. What are these 10 topics? Describe in the second canto Bhagavatam, 10th chapter, first verse. What are these 10 topics? Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, Sthana and then Poshan. So this 6th canto has mostly many Poshan descriptions by Naam, by chanting holy name, by form, by Shabda. Narayan Kavach will come. And so by different ways, this whole portion is in this portion. After portion is? What is after portion? Uti. Uti means karma vasana. Because of the different karma, how the different bodies are made. And after Uti is? Manvantara. The administration of the universe. Different manus. Sadharma. That's called, they establish Sadharma. And after Uti is? After Manvantara is? Ishanu Katha. Isha means Supreme Lord, Anu means those who follow. So, Lord and his devotees, Katha. Everywhere it is there, but 9th canto is all Ishanu Katha. Then there is Nirodha, Mukti, Ashraya. These are the 10 subject matters of any Puran, and Bhagavat has all these 10, and Srila Prabhupada named that chapter. Bhagavatam is the answer to all the questions. If we know these 10 subject matter, then you can answer all the questions. Everything is within these 10. All the 9 are meant to realize the 10th one. And what is that 10th one? Ashraya. And mostly the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavat is Ashraya. So creation, both type of creation. In the history of creation means creation of both type. There are 2 type of creation. This is another Bhagavad Gita's verse if you remember. Divao imao sarga loke. There are 2 type of sarga. Deva asura evacha. There are demigods and there are also asura. This is a 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There are 2 type of sarga. Deva asura. And third chapter, third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he shows the both creation. The demonic Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu. And divine Kapil Dev, Swayambhu Manu. This is the, you can see the 2 type of creation in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now, the first cause is the Lord himself. For creation, the primary cause are called Uttan. Say, there are 2 causes. One is called essential, the first cause. Upadan Karan. Upadan Karan means everything which is coming from. Upadan. Upadan Karan is always Lord Vishnu. Second cause is called Nimit Karan. Nimit Karan means the one who is instrumental in doing something. Like this table. The essential cause is wood. But carpenter is second cause to give a shape to the table. So first is called which cause? Upadan Karan. There is the wood and the second is called Nimit Karan, which is carpenter. So for creation, Upadan Karan is Lord Vishnu. He created everything. The secondary Nimit Karan is Brahma. Because he gives the different shape to the different things. So the creation has these two parts. So Lord is the himself is the cause. First primary cause. The supreme person. Prabhupada is focusing supreme person. Because the earlier verses describe the personality which appear before Daksha. With his carrier, Garuda. With all different ornament on the body. So full person with all paraphernalia and with all his associate he came. So that supreme person is the primary cause of creation. So creation is not coming from impersonal. It is coming from a supreme person. From him, Brahma is created. Brahma is also a person. He is created from the supreme Lord. And Brahma takes charge of affair of the universe. Which means he becomes the Nimit Karan for creation of the universe. All these 14 planetary systems. And he creates all the living entities. 84,000. This is different models available with Brahma. Whatever you pay, you get that body. So he has all these different varieties. Whatever you can pay, you can get it. You pay by your karma and get the body out of all these different varieties. The universal affair of the material creation depend upon the material energy of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So material creation is dependent upon? The universal affair of material creation depends upon the material energy of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Material energy of the Supreme Personality Godhead is called, in this case, creation is from Mahatattva, total material creating energy. Who is therefore cause of material creation? So everything is coming ultimately from the Lord. So he is the original creator. The entire cosmic manifestation is described herein as Guna Vigraha. The whole material manifestation is called Guna Vigraha. The form of Lord's qualities. Which qualities? Three guna. Rajoguna, tamoguna and satoguna. But also it says qualities. The form of Lord's qualities. Lord has a guna. And material creation is the guna vigraha. So the whole material creation is the form of Lord's qualities. So Lord's qualities are also form. From the cosmic universal form. Cosmic universal form means Virat Roop. Everything is situated in Virat Roop. So Virat Roop is a person or impersonal? Sometimes it is impersonal, it appears, it's temporary, it appears. But in conversation, Srila Prabhupada says, universal form, it is a form. It's not impersonal, it's a form. But it's a material. For the material world, the universal form, everything is situated within the universal form. Everything is situated within the universal form. So universal form, Virat Roop, the first creation is Lord Brahma. Krishna has shown universal form to Arjuna in 11th canto. There is a description of Brahma there. Yes. Kamalasana istam. He is sitting on the lotus. I can see the Brahma. In that universal form, there is a special verse which says, Brahma is sitting on a lotus. So Brahma is situated in that universal form. So he said, the first creation is not Brahma. Who is the cause of all living entities? Who is the cause of all living entities? How can he be the cause of all living entities? He is cause of giving bodies to all living entities according to their karma. Jiva Bhuta is giving Bhuta to the Jiva. He is giving Bhuta means giving the material bodies. In this regard, Srila Madhva Acharya described the unlimited attributes of the Lord. Because Lord is called Ananta in this verse, so Madhva Acharya has a one verse. Pratya ekasho gunanam to nihasimatvam udiryate tadanantayam tu gunatas techa ananta hi sankhyaya ato ananta guno vishno gunato ananta evacha. So ultimately, who is that Anant? Lord Vishnu. Because why? Vishnu is speaking this. These words are spoken by Vishnu. So he is Anant. So Madhva Acharya says, Prasya Shaktir Vivadhaye Suyate. Prabhupada is quoting from Vishnu Puran that Supreme Lord has unlimited energies. The Lord has innumerable potencies, all of which are unlimited, and each potency is also unlimited. This Brahma, after creation, he was going up and down in the stem and he could not find the limit of that. So that first created with four heads, four brains, could not find the limit of only material creation. So with what small tiny brain, the people claim that we understand this material world. The four-headed Brahma could not really, went up, down, could not see the end. And this whole same four-handed Brahma could not understand five-year Krishna when he was Vatsapal, having a rice and dahi, yograt, in his left palm, and the pickle of the chili and mango and carrot in between the fingers, and not yet eaten, was looking for the calves, and Brahma with one head he saw, is this one I am really meditating? Then with another head, another, and his four heads were rolling like this. I can't understand this. I want to know. I want to know. So he taken the calves, and then he's taking the cowherd boys. And then he wanted to go back to the Brahmalok. Lord Sri Krishna thought, if he goes in Brahmalok, in his office he sit for one work, then I have to stay here as a calf and eat the grass for a long time. So Krishna manifested another form of Brahma in Brahmalok and told that there is an imposter Brahma is coming. Don't allow him to come inside. When Brahma reached there, they said, get out, already Brahma is sitting there. So it take only hardly a moment, but Brahma was not allowed to enter in. So Brahma went back, but it was 1 year passed already. In that, before going in office, 1 year passed. If he would have gone in office, it would have been a big time. So he came back and he said, oh, already Krishna is with all the cowherd boys and all the calves, everything. And then he was looking where he has hidden the calves. They are, which are original, which are, he was not able with four hands to understand. And then this Brahma came down, and he wanted to pay obeisance to Krishna. But how can the Brahma pay obeisance to Krishna? He has forehead. So like a roller, he was rolling on the ground. All forehead has to touch the ground. All forehead says, you have to roll. And then he has a wonderful 14th chapter prayers to the Supreme Lord. Wonderful prayers. But Krishna, really small boy, was simply listening, but he never looked at the Brahma. And then with folded hand, Brahma said, anyway, I really could not please you now. I will come in your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Haridas and I will chant holy name to please you. So he came afterward as a Haridas to chant holy name. So really, it's only the holy name by which we can save ourselves from any offenses known or unknown committed. So ultimately, even to Brahma needed the shelter of the holy name really. And he became an acharya of holy name. And so, with all this creation, always there will be some known and unknown offenses we commit. Therefore, holy name is the only shelter. So, chanting holy name is the ultimate message. What is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. First part is pay obeisance to the Supreme Lord. First do Sankirtan. That is Nama Sankirtan, yes sir. And Chaitanya Charitamrita start from where? Nama Sankirtan. Where? Bhagavatam ends, Chaitanya Charitamrita start from Nama Sankirtan. So where Bhagavatam ends, Chaitanya Charitamrita starts. Because Mahaprabhu appeared only for Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan. So this Nama Sankirtan, first is do Sankirtan. Pranamo Harim. Dukha Shamanam. Papa means sin. Sins are destroyed by Sankirtan. But the result of sin is Dukha. If you do this, some wrong thing, then you will have suffering. Dukha Shamanam Pranamo. If you pay obeisances, all the miseries are mitigated. So two things, Sankirtan and obeisances. Therefore Krishna says, Manmana Bhavmad Bhakto Madhyaji Namaskuru. He put Namaskuru. You have to pay obeisances. Pay obeisances. So this is Dukh Shamanam. All the miseries are mitigated by paying obeisances. That's what they said. Whatever is something written on your forehead which may be very troublesome, when that touches to the ground at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, everything which is upside down becomes rightly situated. Things can change immediately. That's what Rupa Goswami says. In Kirtan, when you are clapping the hand, all the lines of the hand changes. Palmist become really confused. One day he will say something, after Kirtan you go, he will see, no, yesterday was something else, today is something else. It is to confuse all these astrologers. Just do Kirtan. Everything will change. What? Simply it changes. Everything changes simply by doing Kirtan. Pralambad karma is not possible to change. Generally, everybody has to accept the suffering or the enjoyment of the pralambad karma. But this Sudama Charitra, Krishna has shown, pralambad is also changed if Krishna so wants. This poor Sudama become opulent, living in a palace doing the puja. So pralambad karma also Krishna can immediately change. It's possible for Krishna to do anything, and this Sudama is charitra is a vivid example how the pralambad karma of a poor Brahman simply by the mercy of Krishna changed. But what was the great qualification of Sudama? Sudama, therefore all this has changed. He was a yachak Brahman. He never asked Krishna for anything. And Krishna was really, he was in anxiety. He has come here, he's not asking me, what can I do? Then Krishna has to ask, give me something. Have you brought something for me? A yachak Brahman like Madhvendra Puri, sitting at the Govind Kund, not going out, Krishna has to come and bring the milk for him. So first class Brahman is a yachak, not asking for anything. And Sudama is a yachak Brahman, Jitendriya. He is Jitendriya, he has control over his senses. He simply went on the request of his wife, but his interest was to see the Krishna and have his darshan. He never asked anything. Krishna was really in anxiety. He has come all the way to ask and he's not asking, what can I do? Have you brought something for me? And what Sudama has? Four type of chipris, red, small, thick, white. Because it came from four houses. And this cloth has the history of Sudama's poverty printed on that. Because from four houses, different color and shape, chip rice was there. And he saw the opulences of the Dwarka and he was hiding the chip rice and Krishna has to snatch. Same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Raghunath Das Goswami at the Jagannath Puri and he was snatching the Jagannath Puri rice which he was washing in the sun and said, why you are feasting and not giving me all this? So this type of Ayachak Brahmans, they are very dear to Krishna. So basically devotees has to develop this quality of Ayachak Brahman, not asking for anything, simply rendering service, chanting holy name, paying obeisances. There is the wonderful thing. If we develop, then everything is provided automatically by Supreme Lord without any extra effort. It's very easy, it's possible, it happens. So the last line, therefore means Lord has innumerable potencies and all of which are unlimited. Every potency is unlimited. He is Ananta. Therefore Lord himself and all his qualities, forms, pastime and paraphernalia are also unlimited. He is Anant. Everything coming out of his is not only Puran but is unlimited. Even Ananta. Ananta Shesh is not able to find the end of the qualities with his thousand mouths for thousands of years. He is unlimited. Because Lord Vishnu has unlimited attribute, he is known as Ananta. Because Supreme Lord is Vishnu, means all pervading, everywhere existing, in all creation, therefore he is unlimited. So this unlimited Lord has appeared before Daksha. He is not limited, but he appeared in front of the Daksha. So he says, I am unlimited, but still I appeared before you. And with two eyes, Daksha can see. So we can say he is limited, but he said, I am not unlimited. I am not limited, I am unlimited. So we have to accept the words of the unlimited Lord who appear as a limited person in front of the Daksha, but he's saying, I am unlimited. So we have to accept his words. So we have to accept the Shabda Pramana, and this is the words given by directly Supreme Lord that I am unlimited. And this my creation is also unlimited. You will not reach to the end of this creation. It's not possible. So what we can do then, what we can do to serve the Ananta? We should also chant unlimitedly. That's only the way to serve the Ananta, by chanting unlimitedly. Unlimitedly means continuously, always prescribed round. And then always, as long as we are breathing, we must chant. Calling upon the holy name incessantly. This is only the way we can serve the Ananta, by his holy name, which is also Ananta. But mercifully he has appeared. And his Mahaprabhu has mercifully given this to all of us. This is what Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes, that Hare Krishna Mahamantra from Golok, I have brought for you Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. You have given words in the womb of mother that I will chant holy name. Everybody has promised with the Supreme Lord, with the womb of the mother, that as soon as I am born, please get me out from here, I will chant your holy name. And everybody forgot this. Therefore, Sri Mahaprabhu has brought this Hare Krishna to revive our promise which we have done to the Supreme Lord. So this chanting of the holy name will be the only way to minutely understand this Anant's mercy. He is Bhakta Vatsal and we have to become Bhakta. He said, Bhav Mad Bhakto, direct order. This is the direct order of Sri Krishna. Bhav Mad Bhakto. Arjuna was saying, Bhav Mad Bhakto. He said, no, I am doing this big experiment, you see, in this Mahabharata war. Only my Bhakta will survive. All other will go in the mouth of the Kal. Kal. So you see this. And in Mahabharata war, Krishna has many practically showed that only my devotees, they are surviving. Everybody is annihilated. Then Krishna said, now they will become devotee, because I not only said, but I showed them. He went back to the Goloka and asked Narada, what about the people? Are they become my devotee? Narada was saying, I tried my level best, but they are rupiya bhakta, patani bhakta, like maya bhakta. Then Krishna was really anukampa. He said, so much I have given Bhagavad Gita directly to become my devotee. Mahabharata war, I showed that only devotee survives. Still these fools are not understanding. What can I do? Then Krishna says, I have to go. I have told them to become devotee, but I have not demonstrated how to become devotee. So I have to go myself and demonstrate. And therefore, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a devotee. And then he chanted Hare Krishna. And this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy coming through the disciple succession, Srila Prabhupada has given this Hare Krishna mantra to make devotee all over the world. It is the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, Krishna Bhavana Bhakta. So now our responsibility is to spread it far and wide. Far and wide. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Simply preach, preach, preach. Every town and village, there are still millions of town and village awaiting this message to reach. So everybody has a big responsibility. Preach, 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 preach. But somehow now we have beautiful temple, thousands of people coming in. Everybody who is coming in, at least he must chant Hare Krishna. Then he is benefited. So we have to make them chant Hare Krishna here. That should be our first priority. Then they should take some Prabhupada's mercy in the form of book. And they must honor some prasad, then their life will be perfect. This is, people are coming here. So we have to give them Krishna consciousness. To make devotee is Krishna's direct order. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Any question, comment, Maharaj? You want to enliven something? Anybody has some question or comment? Kya naam hai? What is your name?
Kedarnath Gupta, Prabhuji.
Kedarnath Gupta. Abhi tak Kedarnath, you are still here? Last year Kedarnath was in disaster. Gupta ji. Kedarnath. You okay?
Maharaj ji, he said that Lord's name is so powerful, so powerful. It's absolute. Still it is said that in our philosophy ki we should not hear it from a person who is not very powerful, not in the Vaishnava line. When Lord's name is absolute, so what is the harm in listening from a person who is not so pure?
Lord's name is powerful in itself. It's not awaiting anything. It will show its effect, definitely. Now I'm simply asking you, if you are sick and you want to get some medicine, you go in the store and buy your medicine, or you go to the doctor and get a proper prescription, which is the right method? So similarly, Prabhupada said our temples are big hospitals, our devotees are doctor, and God from get them from Hare Krishna and perfect your life. You get from doctor. Say, gun is always with lesson. You cannot buy, it's called a smuggling gun, you cannot show and use it in public for your protection. You can kill other people, but you cannot protect by. Similarly, this holy name, you have to get a license. And Mahaprabhu has, Panchatattva has given a license. And then it has to come through parampara. Some person told that when you were telling Hare Krishna to your disciple, I also heard this. Then that saintly person gave the example. If I shoot somebody, bullet, you also hear the sound. But who will die? You are the one I am... Everybody will hear the sound, but only the one who will die on which the bullet is targeted. So holy name is given to the disciple. That disciple will actually get benefit. Those who hear will hear like the sound of a gun. But they will not have really the change in their heart. Now killing in this sense means killing their material mentality and spiritually reviving his life. So that only. Therefore, you may have many bullets. But you throw bullet on somebody, will it have any effect? You need gun. Then with gun that bullet, so this sampradaya is a gun. And your bullet will then have a great effect. If it is not with the gun, then all the bullets you can play, children can play with bullets like, there is the use of chanting, if you have no gun, then these bullets have no use. Right? Guptaji, Hare Krishna. Yes, Siddhi Lal Sama.
What is the difference between Pradhan and Mahatattva? And why are they differently named?
The only difference is one is in a dormant form, one isn't ready for creation. It's just the one, something in a godown and something is just ready for a festival. Only Mahatattva is ready to receive the Kaal and Jiva and everything in that for creation. It's just one is the dormant state and one is the just active state for creation. There's not much difference. The Mahatattva is within the Supreme Lord the Pradhan is within the Lord and Mahat is coming out of the Lord for creation. It's like that. Anybody else want to say, Mahat, you want to say something on this? It's a technical, it's a physics question. Mahatattva and Pradhan. Pradhan actually means, Pradhan means president. And Mahatattva means, now he has given the charge, like, you are selected as a president, but you have to oath, and then you act as a president. So Pradhan and Samaraj, this is a technique.
Before birth, after birth.
Before birth and after birth.
Inside, coming out.
So the Pradhan is inside, and Mahatattva is outside. Very nice, simple word. So Mahatattva is born, material, total creation, and Pradhan is still within the abdomen of the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Kya?
Prabhuji.
Your name is?
Aniruddha Swarup Das.
Aniruddha Swarup Das. Aniruddha Swarup Das.
Prabhuji, yesterday I was hearing class of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, those who are sinful soul, when they go into the mother's wombs, they cannot pray. They are not praying to Lord that I will chant your name. And you said, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, you know, those who come in the womb, they pray to Lord Vishnu.
Oh, 16th chapter, Krishna says, for these sinful people, I put them into the demonic species. How can they pray there? So there is that group of the people. Those souls which Krishna put them. What is in 16th chapter?
Tam se sikswa.
Huh? What is that?
Aham.
Huh? What is
it? Tam dis drishta kururan. Samsareshu naradhama.
Naradhama, huh? Ashurim, Yonim, again and again for millions of years they will be Asuri Yoni. They cannot really have that consciousness to pray. So that is a one group like that.
Those who pray to mother womb, they only have a chance to become Krishna conscious. What do you?
Now still there is no machine we can see who has prayed or who has not prayed. Therefore you have to preach to everybody. Yeah, are you invite some machine and say, oh, he has prayed in mother, such and Eric. Therefore, just everybody you say Hare Krishna, even he has not prayed, but he is fortunate, he may be devotee association is so. This verse of third canto is most important. Pulinda Krat, all these are sinful. Even if they get association of devotee, they can be purified. So Bhakti Vinod is a devotee and he is taking the chance. He's also a magistrate. He is giving the benefit of doubt to all. Please chant Hare Krishna. And you should follow simply this method. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Why you found only those who are not praying in the womb? Why? So you are more merciful. You want to preach to them.
No, because I am doing book distribution. Sometimes people shout on me. Sometimes they refuse me. Sometimes they chastise
then
me heavily.
Then for you the good advice is always have some dry prasad with you. When they open their mouth, you put laddu. Very simple. When you give prasad in their mouth, they will shut. There is a way to make them shut. This also. As a doctor, when we were practicing, the people always talk. So we have 10 thermometers to put on 10 people's mouth. So the only way to keep them shut up. We don't want to see their temperature. We want them to shut their mouth. So simply you should have small laddus of prasad when they shout Hare Krishna. Very simple. This is the biggest benefit of distributing prasad, to keep mouth shut. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhu. I think prasad time.
I'm getting a doubt about this Mahatattva and Pradhan. This Pradhan is dormant in Karanodaka Sai Vishnu and
Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu.
Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu.
This is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu.
So, from this Pradhan, these eight elements and another. Everything is that Swarga.
All material creation is coming from Pradhan. Everything which is 24 elements, everything is coming from Pradhan ultimately.
So then Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is coming next to the Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. So when Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu appeared, then already the universe is appeared with the all elements. So that's I'm a little in confusion.
But this is one creation of one universal. This is the process of creation. This is the process of creation of one sample universe. From Karuna Dakshai Vishnu comes many universes. It's also material coming from his breath, from his the whole of his hair. So it's coming from all universal. But these universes, they are there until unless Garbhodakshai enter into it, they don't do anything. So like the body is not of no use until unless soul enter in that. So when Garbhodakshai enter into that universe, then that universe which is like a pea, in small pea, it becomes big. When Garbhodakshai enters, then it becomes. And the creation takes place from second Garbhodakshai. Karanodakshai create universes, Garbhodakshai enter into it, and then create the individual universe. And you don't get confused between Pradhan. Your Pradhan is chanting Hare Krishna. There is Pradhan in our, the first in our life, practice. Anyway, these are technical things. Thank you very much. Kirtanaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna bolo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.